Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you joined us, too, because we got the Pagano ladies with us. Barbara Pagano and her lovely daughter, Elizabeth Pagano, are here, as they have been many times in the past. Together, they've authored the outstanding book, The Transparency Edge, How Credibility Can Make or Break You in Business. Barbara's a coach. Elizabeth is a journalist, and they're both here to talk to us about something called sabbaticals. How about that, folks? Sabbaticals and small business. Who would, you know, you think of sabbaticals, you typically think of education, that field, but not so much small business. We'll see what they have to say about that. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you guys back, as always, and you know, as I said earlier, Barbara, when you think of sabbaticals, I've got a number of professor friends, and they've all been on sabbaticals. One of them went to Scotland on a sabbatical. I actually went over and visited him while he was on sabbatical. A few years later, he went on sabbatical to New Zealand, and he was gone about 6 months or so. And that's typically what I think about when I think of sabbaticals. My minister has gone on a sabbatical for a summer or whatever. But what about, how do small business owners think about sabbaticals?
Well, I think the whole world is changing around sabbaticals, Jim. And what we're finding is that companies are looking at sabbaticals as a way of retaining their talent and a way to recruit the talent that they need. And whether you're a small business with 20 people or you're a larger business with 250 people, a sabbatical is a bold initiative and one that small companies can do and do successfully.
You know, Elizabeth, when small business owners, I've joked in the past with my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, that if a small business owner nods off in the middle of the day, he's unemployed for that half hour or whatever. How can we take sabbaticals in a small business? I mean, that's. I tell you what. Let's talk about the concept of a sabbatical, the benefits of it, and then we'll get into maybe some of the mechanical things about how we can actually make that happen. What are the advantages of a sabbatical?
Well, Jim, I think you're right to look at sabbaticals from academia because that's where they really prove themselves. That's where it's established that increased productivity and increased loyalty occurs in academia, and that's why businesses are looking at applying this concept to industry as well. People do all kinds of different things on sabbatical. It could be about personal growth, it could be about volunteer service, or about executive education.
They can't just go play golf, right, or fish.
Well, it depends. It depends on what the company establishes for their program. It could be an unrestricted program or restricted in terms of what they're allowed to do.
What do you typically see, restricted or unrestricted?
It is, by and large, unrestricted.
Really?
However, many companies these days are now having more than one sabbatical program. So they might have a personal leave that's unrestricted, but then they might also have an executive education one or an innovation sabbatical.
Right. And how long is a typical sabbatical?
We're seeing them everywhere from 4 weeks to 6 months. That's about the average.
Barbara, a lot of larger businesses, you're getting ready to go work with a large company out in California who has been doing this for a long time, aren't you?
We are, but we love small businesses, and they have their own challenges. And I'd like to say, before we start talking about the benefits for the individual, we have to also consider what happens when that individual leaves. And that is the joyful thing for small businesses, because when an individual leaves, then the other people in the company have to pull together and get that job done. And that is where we're seeing the most exciting growth for individuals. That's where we have the most exciting stories of someone being hired and then their boss leaves for 6 weeks and they have to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And the comments are, we're a stronger company, we can do this when the head guy leaves. Those are benefits that we need to also talk about. It's not just for the person leaving.
Well, exactly. I was just going to say that this is in a small business, you know, this is not something that the owner can decree. This is something that has to be discussed among the teams, so that the other people. I mean, as we've said before, with a full complement of people, ladies, as you know, there are too many hats to wear in a small business, and not enough heads to put them on. You take one of the key folks out for even 4 weeks, and that can be tough on the organization.
It can be very tough on the organization, and the organization can be very nervous about that. But when that company has the experience at the end of those 4 weeks that they're high-fiving one another and said, we did it, they would never have known their strength and their ability to do that unless a person had been gone on sabbatical.
Right. Right.
We have clients, Jim, who feel that the sabbatical program is really their best employee development program.
I don't see long-term sabbaticals. Frankly, ladies, in a small business, I'm thinking, you know, 30 days would be a long sabbatical, and I don't see that as a gift just for the person to go and, you know, hang out somewhere, go to the islands, or go play golf, or go fishing. I'm not that they couldn't do that some, but I would, if I were going to do this, I would require the person to come back with something that made the organization stronger. What do you think about that? Is that too dictatorial of me?
Absolutely not. A lot of companies are doing that. And by the way, when we're looking at small businesses, I know it's a tendency to think that this can't be done by small businesses. But the latest statistics show that 24% of small businesses and 14% of large businesses allow sabbaticals.
Right.
That's 2008 statistics. So
Barbara,
are a lot of small businesses out there that are offering these for their employees.
It seems to me, Barbara, that if you go back to the team in agreement thing, what the team has to say is, okay, I'm going to do this for Carol this time because next year it'll be my time. What do you think?
They do it for that reason, but they also do it, Jim.
Go ahead.
Because they have an opportunity to learn something that they've wanted to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do a part of that job because that's going to make me a better employee. It's
cross training.
Good for my career.
It's a cross training opportunity. Good point. Quick break. Right back with Elizabeth and Barbara Pagano, ladies and gentlemen. They're the authors of The Transparency Edge. We're talking about sabbaticals. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The Small Business Advocate site is brand spanking new. Hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you get small business answers now. Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano are with us, ladies and gentlemen. They're members of our Brain Trust, the authors of The Transparency Edge. Elizabeth, tell us how we can find you two and your book.
We're at yoursabbatical.com, and sabbatical is spelled S-A-B-B-A-T-I-C-A-L.
Yoursabbatical.com, do you say?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Barbara, talk to us about how, and folks, we're talking about sabbaticals as a way of I guess rewarding tenure, rewarding performance. I guess there should be some kind of criteria for what a sabbatical, how you earn a sabbatical. I would definitely want a sabbatical to have to be earned, not just by punching the clock, you know, a certain number of days. It seems to me that would be something. It ought to be pretty special, especially in a small business. And so, how do we establish that?
Well, let's take away the word reward, because the company is going to get back a lot from this experience. And let me tell you how that works. Smart companies ask those people who want to go on sabbaticals to write up a plan, and that is, what are you going to do? Why are you going to do it? How are you going to be a better employee when you get back? How are you going to be different as a leader in this organization? And what can the company expect as a benefit? So when you answer those kinds of questions, then you have a plan here for not only thinking very clearly about your choice of what you're going to do for your 4 weeks, but also what you're going to give back to the company. And that's the sabbatical plan that you're talking about, so that people don't waste the time or do something and then shrug their shoulders and say, I'm back.
Right. So they need to be thinking about this. And I would think, Elizabeth, that in some cases, this is something that should be planned for maybe a year in advance.
Absolutely, and there are some very highly structured programs that encourage employees to do that, because you're not only planning your individual sabbatical, you're also planning the work coverage process, and that's an opportunity to develop a number of people who are left behind while that person is away.
Right. So who pays for all this, Elizabeth?
Because
the, not only is the person going to be gone for a month, and you know, how many people, you know, so I'm assuming they're going to want to get paid for that month, but also a sabbatical means typically, we've been talking about the fact that you're going to go do something, take a course, travel somewhere, whatever. Who pays for all that?
These programs are structured all different ways, Jim, and it can definitely be a win-win for the company and the individual. A lot of programs are not paid sabbaticals, and that means that the employee may retain their benefits, but they don't get paid. And that speaks to the whole desire for people to have work-life balance, and that's what they want, is time, and that sometimes is enough.
Yeah. I would think it would be hard to... I'm concerned about this, how this works for a small business, Barbara. I would think it would be hard for me if I actually decided to do the sabbatical thing. I would expect to do it and pay at least pay their salary, if not some of the expenses. Maybe that would be the partnership thing. I'll pay your salary while you're gone, but you got to come up with what you're going to do that will benefit the company, yourself and the company when you come back, and you're going to have to come up with how to fund that event. What do you think?
That is a way of working it. However, Jim, don't count out the fact that there are very successful sabbatical programs in companies that are self-funded. That means, as a company or a CEO, you say, I will give you this opportunity. I will keep your job and pay your benefits, and you will find a way to fund this. And although you and I may think, oh, well, that's not going to work, it does work, because people want to have an experience that takes more than just vacation time.
Are you seeing this as a way of a sabbatical, an unfunded sabbatical, meaning not paid, an unpaid sabbatical, being an alternative to reducing employees as the economy slows down? Is that what you're thinking?
This has absolutely been established and used during economic downtimes. Companies like AT&T and Accenture have offered temporary voluntary sabbatical programs. That it might be entirely unpaid. The benefits may remain. AT&T paid for education during the downsizing and benefits, but otherwise it was unpaid. Accenture did an unpaid one. If a company needs to reduce staff and cut costs, this is a great option.
Barbara, what do you tell somebody when they ask the theme of that old, remember that old song, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? what do you say to an owner when they say, what if they don't want to come back? I need them.
What if they don't want to come back? There's two sides to that answer. First of all, it doesn't happen nearly as often as you and I might think. And second, when it does happen, as a company executive, you have to look at the long term and think, well, you know, if they didn't want to be here, if their heart and their soul and all of their talents weren't being fully utilized, in their opinion, then maybe it's best for the
business. Maybe it was meant to be. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Barbara Pagano, Elizabeth Pagano, authors of The Transparency Edge. Thanks for being here and talking to us about this very important topic. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about a very important day today, Veterans Day, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.